It's Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Ah, yes. Welcome back. It is Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. A lot of things going on in the news today. So one of them is the FDA has now authorized the COVID Omicron vaccines for children as young as 6 months old. So this is for kids under the age of five and as young as 6 months old. So it's a new BQ1.1 COVID variant is also rising in the new United States, and it apparently is making vaccines four times weaker. So the shots are four times weaker than what they have been with other things, and these cases are beginning to rise. But I saw a couple articles that basically this is their comments. As we see COVID cases rising, we see apathy rising the same amount. In other words, people are just kind of like, okay, COVID rising again. Like, there's only so much you can do. I also saw this, that parents are still hesitant to get the COVID shots to their kids. I'm one that I've explained it many times that, I mean, when you're talking about, when you look at the data, when you look at the numbers, no politics involved. And I know people think, well, if you're saying this is against politics, no politics involved. You look at the numbers, 0.01% chance of dying if you're under the age of 17, 0.04% chance of dying if you're between 18 and 29. There's just no risk. There's really just no risk unless you already have pre-existing conditions of some sort to die from COVID if you're under the age of 30. And yet, adverse effects reported from the vaccines for those under the age of 30 are dramatically higher than 0.01%. So it's just a numbers thing. The risk of having complications from the COVID shot are greater than the risk of dying from COVID if you get COVID. So no shot for the kids. So there's a lot of parents who are hesitant to get the COVID shot to their kids. But according to new research, new data, that same hesitancy does not apply to other shots. Well, yeah. So in other words, even though the parents aren't wanting to get the kids COVID shot, they're still getting them their other shots. Well, yeah, the other shots have been proven, and they went through a rigorous testing process that these COVID ones did not go through. They went through years and years of data and study before they released them to the public. COVID shot didn't do that. So that's not the same thing. In an article that states that parents' hesitancy with COVID-19 vaccine hasn't spilled over to other shots, an article that says that comes from an angle of thinking that this shot is the same as everything, as the measles shot or the smallpox shot or anything. No, it's not. Oy vey. Pandemic led many Americans to move to a 15-minute city. What does that mean? Well, it means to a place where you can get to any place you need, whether it be grocery store, work, something like that, within a 15-minute walk or bike ride. So in other words, they left big cities where you have 45-minute and hour-long commutes, and they started moving to places where the commute is like 15 minutes to either get to work, or maybe 15 minutes to get to a store, whether you walk or bike or take a car. So some places, there are big cities where they did choose to go to those places, though, because as long as you live downtown, you can walk to, you know, you can walk to a place. But yeah, that's been one of the big trends that happened over the pandemic. So I thought that was kind of interesting as well. Brittany Griner, the WNBA basketball player, has been freed. There was a prisoner swap and a prisoner exchange, and she was freed from Russia in that prisoner exchange. The person that she was exchanged for is the arms dealer, Victor Bout. So we have a female basketball star exchanged for an arms dealer. There's a lot of Republicans who are criticizing this that we've prioritized celebrities over veterans. The reason that that statement's being made is because there's a veteran who is also being held in Russian prison, and he's been held there for a few years now. The United States has tried multiple times to try to do a prisoner swaps with him, but every time we do, Russia wants like three people for our one guy. And this was the case here. They were trying to get him and Brittany Griner in exchange for this arms dealer and one other person, and they didn't want an even swap. So we went with Brittany Griner. Look, I mean, it stinks, but to me, it does. It does. I mean, it stinks that Brittany's there. Obviously, she's not a spy. Obviously, she, you know what I mean? Like, she's just a basketball player who brought in illegal drugs to the country. She wasn't trying to smuggle them. She wasn't trying to sell them to anybody. It was for her own. So I get it. Like, this is like a fairly innocent person who could potentially be locked up for 9 years. It's like, I get it. I'm not saying that that's right. But when we have a veteran who served the country, who was traveling and was also not a spy and not doing anything nefarious, but he's been detained for years already, like, it just doesn't, it's like, okay, why the celebrity over the veteran? Well, you know why. I mean, if there was an even swap between, our veteran and this arms dealer, it would make the news, but it wouldn't be big headlines like this one is. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We have heavy delays on I-10 right now in the eastbound direction in Alabama. This is going to be close to mile marker 60 near exit 53. An overturned vehicle causing some heavy delays. LDOT is saying that both lanes are closed at the moment, so just keep that in mind. Again, that's eastbound close to the Florida-Alabama line near mile marker 60. Other than that, we are checking in clear. We do have slowdowns at Sorrento and Bauer with both directions on Sorrento. Getting closer to this intersection is extremely slow moving. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Some of the other big stories going on in the news today. The House went ahead and passed the bill that the Senate passed a while ago pertaining to same-sex marriage and interracial marriages. It provides protections for them, basically makes their marriage recognized in every state. And then the House went ahead and passed the defense bill. It got rid of the COVID-19 mandate, the vaccine mandate. It was not part of the NDAA, and so that got passed. And then what was the other thing here? There was one other one I had. Where did it go? Oh, jobs ticked up just a little bit this past week. Of course, we will talk more about jobs on tomorrow's show at 5:10, as we do on every Friday. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next, top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. So stick around for that. Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. They sounds like that traffic over there on eastbound I-10 from Alabama headed to Florida line is pretty bad situation over there. We'll give you another update here in about 4 minutes. And we're talking about Brittany Griner being freed in the being freed by the prisoner swap. And a lot of people are kind of upset about it because they're like, hey, as much as we want her free, we chose her over some over a veteran, a U.S. veteran who has already been in jail for 3 years, who's innocent. And so it's like celebrities over vets. What is this? You know, and stuff like that. Here's a tech Griner on a recruitment poster. Her first all the time should raise the numbers with her taking a knee in front of the flag. Yeah, no. I don't think so. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. But I'm telling you, it's going to get a lot of publicity, a lot more than the other exchange would have. And unfortunately, that's politics nowadays and stinks. All right. Coming up on Saturday, don't go Sunday. It'll be too late. If you go Saturday, the Cox Pensacola Christmas Parade will be at 5:30 in downtown Pensacola. So put that on your calendar. Also, the 27th annual Cordova Mall Ball will be held Saturday, January 28th. That's going to be here before you know it. It's the first time that this event's going to be held inside the mall since COVID-19 began. So the Cordova Mall Ball, Northwest Florida's largest Mardi Gras ball, will support the Studer Family Children's Hospital at Ascension Sacred Heart. Tables of 8 and general admission tickets are available for purchase now. Get all the details on our website, newsradio923.com.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Yeah, I saw that they're doing that. And I guess both of them, like Magic Kingdom, Universal, they're all buying up land and expanding their parks even further, apparently. So I saw a report on that, I think a couple days ago, that both of the parks, and that's, I guess, part of their justification for park raise, you know, for the price increases, is not just inflation, but also they're trying to do some expansions. And it's like, okay, but it's so expensive. And it's just what they do exactly. And they can. And people will pay it. People will pay it. Exactly. They don't really. I mean, I haven't been there forever, but I have friends who go all the time still. And I always ask them, like, so what are the lines like? They're like, it's just as crazy as ever. Like, the lines are always nuts still. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we want more money. We're ready to get a little bit more money. And we know you're still going to buy them. We're still going to have, you know, thousands and thousands of people every single week who will do it. So let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Slow traffic on I-10 right now. This is going to be in the eastbound direction at mile marker 60, real close to exit 53 near the Alabama-Florida state line over on the Alabama side. We have an overturned vehicle that had both lanes closed off. Right now, it does look like it is moving and starting to improve, but definitely heavy, heavy traffic due to it being closed for so long. Again, eastbound on I-10 due to an accident near mile marker 90. We still have some slow traffic at Sorrento and Bower. This is going to be going westbound on Sorrento and southbound at Bower. And 29 throughout Pensacola. Nothing really to slow you down. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Coming up here next, there's a prominent company from the 90s and early 2000s that a lot of people used to get their snacks from when they were trying to lose weight. And they have shuttered their doors. I'll tell you about this company coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, a very popular company in the 90s and the early 2000s for dieters. Snackwells. Remember Snackwells? They had the bright green packaging and they had things like devil's food, cookie cakes, and all kinds of other snacks that were, you know, sweets, but they were supposed to be healthier for you. And well, they just closed their doors. I didn't even know they were around anymore. Apparently nobody else did either. They weren't buying their stuff. So Yeah, but snack wells just closed their doors recently. President Biden releasing nearly $36 billion to aid pensions of union workers. I know there's a lot of people who are concerned about that excess amount of money, but I think almost everybody I've talked to agrees they'd rather spend $36 billion helping Americans than helping foreign countries. They joined Pensacola Children's Chorus for Christmas on the Coast at the Sanger Theater. It's going to be this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday and Saturday, the performance is at 7:30, and on Sunday, the performance is at 2:30, once again at the Sanger Theater. Tickets are available now. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Top three stories here for you. Brittany Griner has been freed in a prisoner exchange swap for the Merchant of Death. That's right. We got a WNBA player. They got the Merchant of Death back. Ugh. House passes historic marriage equality bill. This is the one that basically recognizes interracial marriages and same-sex marriages pretty much wherever they go. So if you are in a state, you get married in that state, but you move to another state that doesn't have the same marriage laws, well, then your marriage will still be recognized. So you can still get the tax benefits and things like that. Then let's see here. FDA authorizes COVID Omicron vaccines for children as young as 6 months old, going all the way to 5 years old. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The FIFA World Cup is tomorrow. So tomorrow morning, Croatia will play Brazil, followed by the Netherlands against Argentina. So both of those will be tomorrow on Fox. Then you got Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime Video. The Las Vegas Raiders will be playing the Rams tonight. And apparently there's a chance that that new quarterback with the team, Baker Mayfield, may take the start if Wolford is not healthy enough. NBA is going to be on NBA TV. The Clippers take on the Miami Heat at 6:30. The Denver Nuggets against the Portland Trail Blazers after that game. NCAA men's basketball is on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock with number 25 Ohio State playing Rutgers. At 7 o'clock, number 20 Iowa State plays Iowa. Big in-state rivalry there on FS1. Then back over on ESPN2 at 8 o'clock, Colorado State plays Colorado. And Michigan plays Minnesota on Big Ten Network. Nashville is going to be playing the Tampa Bay Lightning at 6 o'clock on ESPN+. And then no Florida Panthers game tonight. Then when it comes to sports news, we already mentioned that Brittany Griner was released from prison in Russia after 10 months. And the other big story going on in the sports world, Dan Snyder, according to Congress, they've been doing an investigation into the Washington Commanders. And according to Congress, Dan Snyder, the owner, contributed to Washington's toxic workplace. And he apparently was the one that leaked the racist emails from John Gruden as well. So lots of things coming out of that investigative report. The Atlanta Falcons reportedly plan to start rookie quarterback Desmond Ridder in place of Marcus Mariota after the bye week. And former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is lined up to be one of the finalists for the Stanford job. And finally, in Major League Baseball, star shortstop Xander Bogaerts is headed to the Padres on an 11-year, $280 million deal. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get our CBS Sports Minute, and then we're going to come back with traffic on the fives. We'll find out what's going on with I-10 eastbound next.
This is Maggie Gray with a CBS Sports Minute. Week 14 of the NFL season starts tonight with the Raiders and Rams. And if Las Vegas can't win this game, they are officially hopeless. Think about who they're facing. Baker Mayfield may be suiting up for the Rams, despite the fact that he was claimed off waivers by the team 48 hours ago. I'm sure Mayfield is chomping at the bit to get back on the field, but this has disaster written all over it. This should be easy pickings for the Raiders. I'm Maggie Gray.
CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Phase Insider John Anthony. Thursday night reporting against the spread. Last 4 weeks documented 8-1. That's 88% winners. I'm red hot. Tonight, Las Vegas, Los Angeles is huge against the spread. It's yours free on a recorded message. Call 1-800-244-5506. Hoop action, Rutgers, Ohio State against the spread. NBA free recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. I love to sweep the board Thursday nights. Call now, get 7 days of my top plays absolutely free. Recorded message, 1-800-244-5506. I love to go 5-0 on Thursdays. 5-0 Thursdays, call 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Vegas, Los Angeles, hoop action. Rutgers, Ohio State against the spread. Call now, 1-800-244-5506. 5-0 Thursdays, JohnAnthonySports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. All right, coming up after our traffic on the fives, I do want to give you an update on what's going on with the border. We have a new report pertaining to border crossings. First, traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on I-10 eastbound near mile marker 60. This is going to be near exit 53. We had an overturned vehicle a little while ago that had both lanes closed on I-10 for a good bit of time. Lanes are now open and it is moving again, but it is going to still be slow moving leading up to the scene of the accident due to the roads being closed for a good bit of time. But this is close to the Alabama-Florida border on the Alabama side. So if you're heading into Pensacola, heading eastbound, expect a good patch of slowdowns. 29 checking in clear throughout Pensacola, as well as I-110 north and southbound lanes looking good. If you do see something out of the ordinary slowing you down, give me your traffic tip to 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. So the illegal border crossings near the El Paso sector, so down in Texas, and in New Mexico area, it began to soar last month. Just jumped up. The number of people who illegally crossed in that area is greater than the individual populations of all but four New Mexico cities. just in that area of El Paso, the number of illegal border crossings, it's near Mission, Texas, was more in the month of November, more than all but four cities in New Mexico. Oh, wow. We continue to see this huge spike and rise in border crossings happening down at the southern border. But there's another story that caught my eye even bigger than that one, because that's kind of like it's almost becoming mundane. Like, oh, it's another record of border crossings again. 26 months later, okay, you know, it's like, okay, but this one's new. There's a new route for illegal entry into the United States. Vermont. Say what? Vermont? Yeah, so I was reading this article from the Center Square and explains Mexican cartels are now increasingly flying foreign nationals who arrive in Mexico from all over the world to Quebec. From Mexico City, Border Patrol and law enforcement officers have begun identifying this new route. So cartel scouts help them make their way from Canada into the northern states illegally. Vermont is seeing record-breaking illegal entries. So Vermont has 645,000 residents, 645,000 population, more than 306 foreign nationals were apprehended or evaded capture from law enforcement at the southern border in November. All right, so that's half the population of Vermont. Now, that's at the southern border, right? And that's what we just covered, that they're primarily crossing in Texas. But while that's going on down on the southern border, they saw a 676% increase in the apprehensions of illegal foreign nationals in October compared to last year. 676% increase. That's a lot. That's a lot. And so I guess they are They've got a lot of these illegal cartels flying people to Quebec, I guess legally, and then having them illegally sneak into Vermont. Wow, that was a new one. That's a new one. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, by the way, text or call 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, got a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, I have the list of the fill-ins who are going to be filling in on The Daily Show. Remember Trevor Noah stepping down? I got the fill-ins for you next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom. Joe? Wow, it's been a while. It's been a long time. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, exactly. Now he's just a bar owner in Atlanta, I think. So, yeah. All right. Yeah, it's very nice one. Fearing the Reaper. Good one. There you go.
Not me. I'm
just kidding. No, she just, it was just in a random rotator right there. So, but for Bruce Dickinson, about which? What did he do? The singer? Oh, yes, the cowbell. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay. Yes, the cowbell joke. Yes. I know. I fell off on this.
That's what I meant. Yeah, I don't even know who Oyster is.
She probably hasn't even seen the skit. Yes. Yeah. There you go. That was the era when I started getting out of SNL. It was when I started to stop watching SNL. It was during that era. So, but I have seen it. I have seen the skit. It's a famous skit. So, oh yeah, yeah. I got you. Yeah, I can see that now. I didn't connect it that way, but I have other songs that are like that. Like half the songs that are in Guardians of the Galaxy now, I hear them now, and I think Guardians of the Galaxy instead of, you know, whatever. So,
and we got a couple texters saying that they got it. So,
oh yes, there you go. Okay, so there you go. There's the connection. A couple texts here, Bobby. I used to live in Las Cruces, New Mexico, but I had to move out because it wasn't safe there anymore. Just not being a lot being reported. Thefts, murders, home invasions, just to mention a few of the things. Oh, my goodness. Border situation is nothing short of gross negligence. As long as American children and veterans are going hungry and homeless, we don't owe anything to others trying to move here. Yeah, and then we got a few of them catching the cowbell reference. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Whitetail Properties is sponsoring this traffic update. I-10 throughout Pensacola is checking in clear. We're still seeing a small patch of slow traffic eastbound near the Alabama-Florida border on I-10. This is going to be near mile marker 60 due to an accident, so just expect that delay. 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear, as well as nothing to slow you down on the 3 Mile Bridge or Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else slowing you down on the roads, call in with your traffic tip to 850-262-6111. Properties Real Estate, specializing in hunting and recreational properties. Make sure to visit Todd Edwards, an experienced land specialist at whitetailproperties.com. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We're very real on this show. I will say that. Got a text that says, I love how awkward y'all are sometimes. Yeah, just We're just honest with each other. We don't set up stuff. We don't stage things, you know.
So, if you saw the looks around the room,
yeah,
it would be
like, what are you
fun.
Trying to talk about? What are you trying to get to? I don't understand. It's funny. So Trevor Noah's last Daily Show is tonight. So when it returns on January 17th, there will be a series of guest hosts until they can figure out who the full-time replacement will be. So the guest host list includes Chelsea Handler, Leslie Jones, Cal Penn, Hasan Minhaj, I don't know who that is. Oh, yes, I do. He's an actor. Al Franken, Sarah Silverman, Wanda Sykes, John Leguizamo, and Marlon Wayans. They'll also have shows correspondents like Roy Wood Jr. and Desi Leidick, who will sit in on her. So, you know, and looking at the future, who would be the host for the future that could help revive The Daily Show? Honestly, Leslie Jones has been sitting on in some podcasts with Mike Tyson. She does a really good job. I could see her doing something very well with that. Then the other one I would think is, Al Franken ran, he had his own radio show for a long time. Plus his experience as a stand-up comedian, he could probably handle that chops. Sarah Silverman probably could. I don't know if she'd want it full time, but she'd probably do it. But I they've got some pretty good people right there. Chelsea Handler, of course, she's already had talk shows and stuff. I don't know if this would really fit her for a long-term type deal, but it'd be interesting for those that are interested in the revival of The Daily Show. I'm not. I think it'd just go away. I don't know. Maybe the writers need to change out. It just has not been good since Jon Stewart. And look, I never lined up with Jon Stewart's politics, obviously, but it had nothing to do with it. It's whether or not funny's funny, right? It's either funny or it's not funny. And the new Daily Show was not funny. So I don't want to tell you. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, it was Balenciaga getting under fire for their portrayal of young girls holding teddy bears with some bondage gear on. Well, now it's American Girl, the doll maker. American Girl being blasted. It has a body image guidebook. And on page 36 of this page 36 of the guidebook, it recommends to the children to go get puberty blockers. That way they'll have more time to determine what they want their gender to be. Yes, this is from American Girl Doll. Oh, boy. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.